it's a real victory for People Power here in Donegal and all across rural Ireland. Communities spoke out, confronted AIB, the fact that they had received over 20 billion of the Irish people's money, that we have over 70% of a stake in the bank. They thought they could do this. So yes, it's a real victory for our communities. I just hope that there's learning here for AIB and the fact that they didn't consult. They just rammed this on. They didn't think of the local businesses, the older people. I hope not only have they agreed to this U-turn, but they'll take a long, hard look at their business model, the fact that they were bailed out to the tune of over 20 billion euro, a massive amount of money, the Irish people, the fact 70% of their stake is owned by the Irish people, and that they would behave like this. They needed like a good, hard look at themselves and learn from all of this.
We've seen posts about people saying how far they would actually have to travel. So if you were in, say, Buncrannor, have to come to Letterkenny if those cashless services had gone ahead. That just can't be allowed to happen.
What they were proposing, for example, in the Inishowen Peninsula, in Finn Valley, in all of West Donegal, is that you would have to travel long distances into either Letterkenny or Donegal Town to get cash services. And people, need privacy, they need to be able to deal in cash. So this was an outrageous proposal and they got a huge angry pushback, and I hope they're going to learn from all of this.